And yes, you have tuned in to the correct podcast. Hi, this is Tennessee Fro, broadcasting from a very dreary Sunday afternoon, but I'm feeling very, very creative. That is Schubert Piano. And of course, I will be having Schubert playing in the background. With discussion today is going to be centered around why I want to get vaccinated, and I'm scared, but looking forward to it. But I'm also going to be talking a little bit more in depth about the classic Bridgerton, as well as some other things just in general, food, music, video games. How can you go from listening to Schubert and then rocking out into trap music? That's just how I roll. And I hope you enjoy listening to this episode, and thank you for joining. Know me, they also know when they contact me is I'm very responsive, like by text or not so much by phone, but when I hear it from one of my cousins, it's always kind of cringy because I don't know if it's going to be some fantastical revelation about some creative job or if he's going to ask me for money. But today he actually texted me and asked me a very direct question about the COVID vaccine. And I had just gotten up and gotten my, put my mask on, had gone downstairs to get my papers, and came back and saw the text. And I was like, sure, yes. Was I going to volunteer more than that? No, because I know this, he's also creative. I didn't want him to use my words for free, because I know I was going to be using them particularly for this podcast. And I wanted to share with my listening audience why I didn't hesitate to tell him that I was going to get the vaccine. For example, I'm getting ready to turn 50 this year. I am overweight, and I freely admit that. I like food. Sorry. I have high blood pressure, which is actually really controlled on the medications that I take, and I also have mild asthma. But primarily the reason why I want to get the vaccine is I'm just tired of being inside and isolated. I don't mind the solitude because I get to do more video watching and I could play my video games. So it doesn't really bother me. One of my most prized possession that I actually included a video of me playing Ms. Pac-Man is my Ms. Pac-Man console. The middle of the fall of 2020, they had a limited release on these retro video game consoles. The last time I saw this particular console was probably in a Pizza Hut in Virginia. I loved it playing it then, and I love it playing in my apartment now. I have gotten into other video games like Solitaire Harvest that was suggested by Dr. Phil as a means to just block stuff out and play. And I'm up to like, I think level 224 or 225. That's like one of the first things that I actually play in the morning instead of checking my email. Animal Crossing, Spiritfarer, and also Zelda Breath of the Wild as a suggestion by Kid Fury and Crystal on the Read the Podcast. But these are the things that have really kept me sane and my mind engaged without taking in too much negativity. I would like to be able to play all these games outside if I didn't have to worry about anybody coughing on me and getting me sick and killing me. But this is how I've been entertaining myself in this pandemic. I don't I'm never really a lonely. I'm alone a lot, but this is a means to be able to get through those things. A lot of the these, of course, require disposable income, which I do have some of, and this is how I just choose to use my time. This podcast, being able to read, and video games are a combination and a recipe of survival if you don't live with family or you're single, etc. I'm still rewatching, and I'm hopeful that I'll be able to include a larger segment with a friend of mine in the upcoming weeks, because every time I rewatch this particular series, I see something new. Some detail on the dresses, some statement from one of the great actresses and actors. Also, since I've actually started reading the actual series, the book itself by Julia Quinn, I'm also just revisiting and expanding my knowledge on the English monarchy. There are some books that I actually have about the Romanovs, the princesses of George the Fourth, I believe, or Third, as well as Queen Victoria, his great-great-grandchild. You know, all of these things and the monarchy itself I've been interested in, because no one I know is royalty. We broke as hell. We were stolen from our fatherland and brought over here, but at least I can actually dream. I was concerned that this was going to be a cheap knockoff of the 1995 version of Pride and Prejudice, or even Downton Abbey. That's from Jane Austen, for you guys that thought, why am I talking about 1995 version and why so specific? Because of all of the remakes of that particular book, I think that one was done the best, with Colin Firth and another chick that... I don't recall seeing her in anything else after that. But it was a great script. The cast was fabulous. There you was obviously talented wardrobe designers and set designers that they themselves, you know, were just so amazing. And they were allowed, they spent money, but they spent it well. There was no you could tell that they didn't try to cheap out. And even the music worked. This is the Vitamin String Quartet rendition of Girls Like You. And if you watch the series, one of the things that you recognize as you're bopping in these 18th, 19th century balls is the music is set to period violin, but it's all music from the 21st century. It's crazy, and I love it. It just really does work. The attention to detail was just amazing. I loved, obviously, if you couldn't tell, I loved everything about this. And I also loved this, the fact that it has opened up a whole genre of the historical romance that I never thought that I would be interested in. One of the things that really struck me about The Duke and I, which is what this first limited season of Bridgerton is based off of, it is that particular genre, but the book is actually really well written and believable. And the description doesn't get it. You don't really get into a whole bunch of minutiae, and it is a bodice ripper, but it is so fabulously cool to be able to read the book. No, does it completely and steadfastly follow the original storyline? No, it does not. But it, and with the insertion of characters like the Queen Charlotte and her wigs, that fro is the bomb. the characters actually in the series embody their characters, and the fact is amazing. But with the insertion of all of these additional people, and it doesn't really stray from the basic storyline. Does that make, and I don't know if that makes sense or not. If you're going to do all of this and add all of this detail and all of these different characters and have an alternate story, somewhat alternate storyline, or you get to the same effect, the Duke and Daphne get married. That is the bottom line. How they get there and the side stories actually add to the suspense of that particular union. If you're going to do all of that, it needs to at least be good. And I can truly say that Bridgerton did it with excellence. And I'm going to completely throw shade at another limited series on an alternate CBS that did not do a good job at it. The Stand from Stephen King was awful. I only saw Whoopi. They only had her for a couple of seconds. She played Mother Abigail, but it was awful. It was absolutely awful. And I didn't get past the third episode. I got through most of the book again and took notes to keep me straight on all of the different characters. But if that was one of those things that you didn't need to add anything, all of the drama and separate storylines were already written into the book. You didn't have to add anything or change anything around. You had to update and take out some of the language, change the language around. But the premise to get to the end, they didn't need to do all that. Because they had it right in the book. They did do it in this book, but it only added to the story itself. So all of these are actually, I offer them on my website. The coupon codes for this week for a Libris, you actually can get a certain percentage off by using my coupon codes. I think, let me go back, because I, la 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 la. I started writing this a while ago, it looks like. And I did, because I started looking up, it's kind of wild. I basically started looking up all of the books and putting them in my wish list so I could get the ISBN numbers a little bit easier. But if you can't find what you want on Chatterbooks, you can actually navigate to Alibris.com and use my coupon codes, either Shaw, Hood, or Cafe, and get $3, $5, $10 off of your orders of $35, $55, or $100 or more. And I think you'll dig it a lot. But with that said, as I was saying, I get my papers first thing in the morning. I love kicking it and getting the paper and drinking my coffee and reading 2-3 papers in bed. I don't know if a lot of people actually have that opportunity to do that, especially on a day like today. And it's okay to just want to chill and look at the coupons and select your coupons and just be for a minute. If you're not, because most, you shouldn't be going to church or live church for that very reason, because we're in a global pandemic. So after I get up finally and walk around, get the paper, take out the trash and recycle it, I love cooking. I'd had some my own 5-alarm chili with ham, prosciutto, and it was actually really good. However, always make sure you have a way to tamp down that heat. A little bit of sour cream and cheese go a long way. The basic gets down that heat. If you don't have any antacids. For a while, I wasn't reading the at-home section of the New York Times, because, I've been work from home for a while. I didn't want a reminder on how other people were doing it because I knew how I was doing it. But I had basically cheated myself from the possibilities of some really great recipes and how to keep your house stocked. If you're going to have to self-isolate or have a prolonged isolation, things that you should always have is some type of hamburger or sausage. So, having a delivery from Omaha Steaks makes sense, but with the right combination of meats, you should have a selection of certain fresh spices. If you are big into basil and cilantro, like I am, you can actually get the fresh and actually put it in a Ziploc bag, squeeze the air out, and use it for different recipes as the day goes on. The recipes that they actually had in the paper today, sausage, pan fried sausage and apple concoction. Did I throw away that apple? Threw away the apple, but I'm going to change the apple to potatoes just because I can. I'm gonna cut up my red potatoes, soak them probably overnight in some salted water, and get to get into with some because I do have some shallots. Oh, that's gonna be really good. And also this kimchi and cod white rice confection is gonna be the bomb, it looks like. I tried to end my subscriptions to Blue Apron and Daily Harvest because I really don't need them. I live near Whole Paycheck and Publix. I get Instacart and I can get them to have them shop and deliver my food directly to my car. And I can use very simple, there are so many simple recipes that are available that I can cook as much as I want to and have as access as much of access to fresh food as I am very fortunate that I don't live in a food desert here in the North Side. And I don't have to pay a premium for having fish with capers and everything and the vegan crap from Daily Harvest. I don't need that. I can make up, get the fresh fruits, and make up my own smoothies at a tenth of the cost instead of having them send it by Daily Harvest. He asked me, and then the whole thing about getting vaccinated and why he was asking me, I guess it's because I'm a formerly practicing pediatrician, but I don't know if he was willing for me to expand on if I was hesitant to get it. No, I wasn't, and I'm not going to be. I'm going to continue to wear my mask. I'm going to wait my turn in line to get the vaccine. As soon as it's available to my group, I'm getting it. It's completely selfish reasons. I want to be able to get out and be confident. I'm kind of tired of judging people because people are going to act dumb. And until we have the restrictions that they have in Britain, and that got New Zealand out, I think that's the only way that we're going to do this. And a coordinated effort to make us stay healthy and to get this thing under control. I'm tired. I will, if it requires that I have to lead by example, I really am. It's not an assault on my personal freedom to wear a mask. If we all wear a mask or just stayed at home, we can lick this. I'm tired of judging you, but I still am going to judge you because it's very simple truths. You got to wash your hands, you can't have be around people, and you got to wear the freaking mask. I don't, it's not, the mask is not a restriction on freedom, but it's a saving of a life, and in particular, my life. I've seen the numbers. It's just, and also science has to win. This virus is hunting us with the primary focus is to kill. I want to be able to travel. I'm restricted to a 6 to 7 hour perimeter around Chattanooga, Tennessee, because I know I can get there on one tank of gas and I only have to stop once. And because I can hold it at least for that period of time, and pee once I get to wherever my destination is on either end. I want to go back to exploring the East Coast, making that loop from Maine all the way down through the Keys. That would be extremely fun, but I can't do that right now because I can't get my RV out of storage and I can't trust the water system or lack thereof in the RV park. I want to go back to DC before some other people decide that don't pay taxes. They're going to burn it down. And I can't get there because I ain't going to fly nowhere for a minute. I like the short trips that I've taken. In particular, I got when I went down to the Gulf Coast of Alabama, I was very much pleasantly surprised how relaxing it was being on the Gulf, watching the dolphins. Yeah, they were jumping out the water as well as the cry of the seagulls. Being able to create with a clear head, it was just like the wind just basically blew out all of the bad thoughts out of my head, and I was able to create even more down there. And a great pictures. I want to still be able to chase sunsets. Can't do that if I can't go anywhere. But I'm going to have to do a bougie, therefore the beach house that I actually rented. But that's neither here nor there. I'm going to finally go see the George Orr Museum. Didn't quite know that it's only 6.5-7 hours away from where I'm living now. Got to go before another hurricane knocks down this building. I'm going to have to do some other digging and find out if I can get a limited tour or if they have a walking tour that I can actually, there's an app. I could use my own ear sets and be able to walk around and explore what is left of his creations. I'm excited about that. I'm also excited about visiting some of the old architecture of the Deep South. Not really all that interested in some of the Confederate statues and the generals because I know what it symbolized and why some of them were put up for people like me to just scare us. I want every Confederate ghost or haint to be pissed off that their reign of terror is not going to keep out somebody like me. Nathan Bedford Forrest, he's on my list too. When I move to Forrest Avenue, but I'll talk about that more as I get closer to my next big move. So the why of it all of getting vaccinated is not just to give me an idea about what to talk about and how to intertwine that into my usual podcast, but also how I'm going to script out my podcast going forward, because it's basically, if I have to have a conversation with myself and I have to script it out and write it anyways, why can't I do this? Talk about all the books that I want to read or I have read, intertwine stills of all the movies in the galleries. I can do that in this format. It's kind of cool. But in the end of it all is science has to win over the lies. There's only one truth. There's not a variation of truth. There's no alternate facts. It's either fact or fiction, truth or not truth. That's what it is. The data will show a decrease in how sick people are getting. We still should see a decrease in death rate. We should still see a decrease in the hospitalization as more people get vaccinated. Again, science has to win. There's no hesitancy over here anymore. I was initially hesitant because of the fools that were in the previous occupant. They were tripping. But once I focused out their nonsense and basically just listened to Dr. Fauci, it made me feel better. The rest of them, as I said, were politician and yes man, and I did not trust them. I trusted the science. I'm willing to take the steps necessary to get back to some normalcy, well, in my life anyways. The north side and the shadows of the Lookout Mountain is beautiful, but I would like to go back to this just being a hub on my way to somewhere else. And the sooner that can happen, the better.
Dream, plan short trips, play video games, listen to vinyl records, read books as I look for the release of more PS5s. Yeah, I'm still an old video game nerd whose wants are very simple in a lot of respects. I want the second part of my life to definitely be more than the first, but I prefer to be drama-free. And I also would prefer to be alive. And that's why I'm washing my hands, wearing my mask, and waiting patiently for my chance to get the vaccine. And for all those that are not doing the same thing, shame on you. And you may just need a bag of gummy pieces. I'm just saying. So if you navigate to shipabagofdicks.com, you can use my promo code TenFroGotJokes to get a percentage off of your order or shipping. And also, I usually talk about Writer's Block Coffee, but a local roaster here in Tennessee called, or Chattanooga, it's particularly called Matthews, actually has a subscription service that you can get those greatly fragrant beans shipped directly to your home. And they also actually have a coffee shop that you can get a cup of joe to go. And this is how I'm going to leave with that local tidbit of information. And I hope you have enjoyed listening to this episode as much as I've enjoyed creating it. And until next time, bye.